your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh.
And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for DSU Panther Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York, and it's going to be a fun show. A lot of fun things we want to talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk some baseball here in a minute. We give a shout-out to the football team. I'm going to give a shout-out to a handful of others. I'm going to throw them right under the bus to start with, since Blog Talk is not being the most easiest to get along with. We may do things a little differently tonight. This is not the first time, you guys know that. But I want to give these special shout-outs to start with, so I'm going to definitely do that. Now, of course, if you want to listen to our show, if you're already listening on the link that's sent out to social media, then we want to say thank you. And if you'd like to listen a different way, of course, you can call us, be a part of the show, at 347-826-7448. Again, that is 347-826-7448. I'd love to hear from you. If not, no worries. But I want to give a special shout-out to a handful of people first, and then we'll talk some baseball, and then we'll be done. And we'll make that announcement a little bit later on about the future of the show and what we're going to be doing in the next couple months so that you guys all know what's going on, because I like to keep you guys in the know as much as you guys keep me in the know. So let me give a special shout-out to track and field athletes, student athletes, Raven Gilbert, LaPortia Wells, and Alicia Whitaker, who all qualified for the NCAA East Regionals up in Lexington, Kentucky, I believe. It's in Lexington, they said. I don't know of another Lexington, but I believe that's in Kentucky. Let's see. Raven Gilbert is in the 100-meter. LaPortia Wells is the hammer and shot put. And Alicia Whitaker is the shot put and discus. So definitely want to give a special shout-out to them and say good luck. Hope everything goes well. And, represent the Panthers well, as you guys always do. Also want to give a shout-out to the beach volleyball players of Delaney Rohan and Chelsea Ross, who earned second-team All-American honors, which is fantastic. Only a handful of people get first, second, or third-team All-American honors. They got second-team. These two have only been a team since January, so they did spectacular. They represented well, as everybody else does. And, congratulations to them. As far as a football update, I believe Coach Elliott has announced some of his camps. I'm going to find that out for sure. I'm going to tell you guys wrong. He did. Coach Elliott has announced some of his camps. All right, there we go. Just come across my computer here. This June and July, summer camps are a great way for young athletes to learn new techniques. You know, it's the satellite camps that Coach Miles did as well, but this will be Coach Elliott's first in the area, so these will be fun. Let's see. The camps, let's see. Camps are available to rising ninth graders and above. The camp also includes a tour of the facilities, and if you haven't seen this facility, you definitely want to check that out. It is fantastic. Get a camp t-shirt, and you get to work out with the Georgia State football staff. They do take cash and cards. They do not take checks. How many people do anymore? Here is you can go to GeorgiaStateSports.com, go to the football section, and you'll be able to see the camps. But let's try to go through these. The cost for each of these is $25. You register pretty much the hour before they all start. A lot of them either start at 9 a.m. or 1 p.m. You want to definitely check those out, see what's going on with those. Looks like they do a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Saturday. Oh, it was two on that Saturday. Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All right, those are ones in June. But, you know, GeorgiaStateSports.com. And for more information, it says here you can email gthompson22@gsu.edu. These camps will be a lot of fun. I may make it out to one of them just to see how everything's going, maybe to give a shout-out to some of the staff and such. But definitely go check those out. And you can actually register now or sign up for the updates on GeorgiaStateSports.com. But definitely go check that out. These camps are a lot of fun. And, you know, depending on how things go, they have offered scholarships, you know, at the end of these. So if you're looking to try to get your student athlete in front of somebody, it's a pretty good shot. That's pretty much all the football news, just the football camps in June and July. Those are the ones in June so far. It looks like they run through the middle of June. Like I said, you can check out more of them at GeorgiaStateSports.com. Now, before we get into the postseason of our baseball team, I want to tell you that Ryan Blanton was the Georgia State Student Athlete of the Week last week. Congratulations, Ryan, on that. And the senior actually had a pretty good year. Now, because of all the rain, yeah, imagine that rain in Georgia. Boy, that happens, what, once every 10 minutes? Seems like. Either way. Basically, the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, instead of going, it was two preliminary games to qualify in to the bracket of eight that Georgia State was in. It was supposed to be single from there and the double elimination after that. Well, because of all the rain, it's turned into a single elimination tournament. And Georgia State had their game against Arkansas State, where they lost 21-4, just sweating our day. But you got to commend the effort. Definitely got to commend the effort. You know, these kids, they never stop battling. Coach Brady and the other coaches had them going pretty well. Looks like we tried everything in the world. We went through a lot of different pitchers. But Arkansas State hung an 11 on the board, a couple crooked letters there in the fifth, and that was ultimately our undoing. This game was called after 7. Hunter Gaddis started, just had a very non-Hunter Gaddis-like start where he gave up 8 runs in a little over 3 innings. Tanner Thompson got some work in and gave up some runs. Jansen Acton, Liam Henry, Tyler Koch, Bryce Conley, and even Devin Vayner came in towards the end. They all got some work in at least. A couple home runs given up by our guys. But, you know, overall, I know you guys are, and I'm definitely proud of these guys as well. They they're a bunch of great young men. They're going to be great model citizens. They're great baseball players, great students. I say a shout out to Coach Frady for doing as well as he did with these guys. Just wasn't our year again, you know. Had all the injuries last year. Had a few this year, and by the time we got it ironed out, hey, we made the tournament, though. And I'm, like I said, I'm proud of them for making the tournament. But ultimately, we don't move on. Arkansas State does, which means they would, let's see, they would face University, let's see, I'm not sure who they would say. The bracket's not in front of me. But either way, good luck to all the other people that are still in the bracket. You know, overall this year, based off some of the games I was able to go to, you know, our starting pitching had some issues. Seemed like we started to iron those out. The bullpen had a couple issues. Started to really iron that out. I think they were tired from trying to help the bullpen out and the shuffle. It went on from that. On good days, we were hitting well. On bad days, not so much. But it happens. That's baseball. And a lot of these guys are going to go on to some really good things. Uh, I know of the seniors we're losing. I don't know as far as draft wise or stuff like that, but the seniors that will be moving on from us, Ryan Blanton, Bryce Conley, Jared Hood, Cam Sperry, Dylan Swaggerty, Devin Vayner, Zach Wingate, and Jalen Woolard. We're all going to be losing those. And I know Coach Frady, Coach Buchek, Coach Pavkovich, Coach Bennett, and all the rest. Wish them the best. Wish we could end it on a little better note. But, hey, like I said, we were one of the top 10 teams. We had a chance at the tournament, and it just didn't work out. Ran into a hot team. Those kind of things happen. But, you know, shout out to the guys who end their season at 22-33. I think that's respectable. Like I said, I felt like if we got to 20 wins or so that we would have a good shot, and we got past 20 wins. You know, overall, shout out to the guys. If we can get some ending stats up here. Maybe we can. There we go. Average. Make sure I get this right. I do not want to get it wrong. Top average was Nick Gatewood, who hit 319 this year. Ryan Bland was the other one over 300 at 302. So Ryan Blanton led with 42 runs scored. And also 62 hits. Justin Jones had the most doubles with 14. Ryan Blanton had 3 triples to lead there. He also had the most home runs with 8. He also had the most RBIs with 37. And I believe he walked the most time with 39. So Ryan Blanton is your overall hitting leader. How about Hunter Gaddis, who was able to come in, and he pitched 75 total innings this year. Bryce Conley had 60. That was the two main ones there. Tanner Thompson in relief got 38 and a third. You know, 35 for Liam Henry. There's a lot of innings on these arms. Logan Barnett with 31. You know, be good to have another year of him there. But, you know, shout out to all these guys that did everything they could. Made this as much fun and special to follow them and talk about them all this time. But, you know, it is what it is. Can't win them all. That's the game of baseball. But shout out once again to the baseball team. Football team be gearing up. Shout out to the beach volleyball girls I mentioned, Lainey and Chelsea. Shout out to Raven, LaPortia, and Alicia on their track and field stuff. And this is pretty much how GSU Panther Zone is going to work for the next couple months. I want to make sure you guys are not in the dark about this. After today, we will be on a right out of 2 month hiatus. Somewhere in August, we'll be back previewing the football season. We are already lining up some guests. We should have about a guest at least every other episode, if not every episode. It's going to be fun getting to watch that, getting to go over there and check out the new Georgia State Stadium, or Panther Stadium, whatever they're going to end up calling it, the old Turner Field. Be fun getting to watch that development. If anything breaks or if anything big happens, you can bet that I'll pop on here with some special announcement or special show, or you can catch it on our bi-monthly show, Sports Club. I'll make sure to throw that on there and let you guys know when it is. But if not, that's going to do it for us. And we're going to see you guys in We'll see you guys pretty much in... Pretty much see you guys in August sometime. So have a great summer. As always, you can catch us here at 3N, or 3, yeah, at, no, 3NZone at gmail.com. You can catch at the Impact 99, at Team Impact Media. Shoot us a line. We'll definitely be out and about. You'll catch us all around Atlanta covering all kinds of different things. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys in a couple months. Go Panthers.
Nobody got nothing on us. Love be all on us from London back down to the U.S. We rockin' this contagious monkey business, outrageous. Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up.
Oh, it's funny, because it's true.